everyone, it's Betsy. Today we're going over something that many people our age struggle with, school. It can be stressful to succeed academically, but I'm here to try my best and help everybody out. Welcome to Real Talk, a safe space for heartfelt and honest advice. My name is Betsy and I'm here to offer support and practical solutions for your problems. Sit back, relax, and let's talk real. So for context, I'm currently a sophomore in high school. I have straight A's, take honors and AP classes, but I think it's important for people to know that it's not something, like, I think it's something that everybody can do if they truly try to, you know, accomplish these, like, good grades and, like, good study habits. It's something that you need to try for. You cannot just have it. But I also want to say that your grades don't define you as a person. Please, if your grades are not where you want them to be, just, you can try again. You can try harder. It does not define who you are as a person. It doesn't make you any less of a good person, or even then, book smart is built up. It's not just like attained. You're not just born book smart and school smart. It's something that you have to work towards. Some have to work harder than others, yes, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't still try. Personally, when I started kindergarten at 4 years old, I wasn't completely fluent in English. Yes, I spoke English, but it wasn't my first language. Spanish was actually my first language, and I spoke Spanish every hour of the day, and English was more of just like an occasional thing. So I had to get used to speaking English every single hour to every single person, and it wasn't necessarily that easy, but I adjusted, but I still struggled a little bit in kindergarten and first grade. But around second and third grade, I had these really helpful teachers who taught me things that honestly I still use to this day, and I'm really grateful for them. It doesn't mean that my kindergarten and first grade teachers were any less of amazing teachers. It's just second and third grade was when I started to catch on to things more. Currently, we are at the end of the semester, so if your grades are not where you want them to be, truly, there's not much you can do about it now. They're kind of built up throughout the semester. You have to work hard the entire semester for them to end up where you want them. And as much as that sounds like, you know, it's what you gotta do. I'm sorry, but that's just how it works. I mean, yeah, your finals can bring you up, but, like, you're not gonna go from, like, C's and D's to A's and B's in, like, a day. And if you do, good for you, but it's not gonna be easy. The thing is, your teachers are there throughout the entire semester to help you. When I have, like, a grade that I don't want, I either email my teachers or talk to them in person, say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. whoever, is there anything that I can do to have this grade by the end of the semester? You don't want immediate change because your teachers can't just throw an extra credit at you. It's stuff that you build up. You can do like this project, or there's like this extra credit coming up next month, and oh, if you get this grade on the final, they are there to help you. My teachers, every time that I email them, I feel like I'm bugging them, but they help me out, so they'll be fine. But they're really important. Teachers are incredibly important. Please pay attention to your teachers. If you pay attention, you'll do good on the work and you'll do good on the test. That is, I cannot stress the importance of just paying attention to your teachers, listening to your teachers, respect your teachers. However, sometimes you're just not lucky enough to get those amazing and helpful teachers, but there are alternatives. When I struggle with certain things and my teachers are not, well, sometimes I don't like to make my teachers repeat themselves. So I go online and I search for videos to help me. For example, earlier this year, I struggled with quadratics. Quadratic function, all that stuff. I still kind of do, but that's not the point. I went on Khan Academy and I looked at videos, and they have amazing tutorials, practices, everything. They're incredibly helpful. I truly recommend Khan Academy. There's so many other things. If you're taking AP classes, Heimler's History, he's an incredibly helpful guy that like goes over the content and the writing prompts that you're gonna need to learn and just all that stuff. There are online resources. You do not have to just blame your teachers if they are not good teachers. It's okay. You'll be okay if you just look for other alternatives. Most importantly, though, do your work. Do your work. Pay attention to your teachers so you know how to do the work. And when a test gets thrown at you, you're like, oh, I did this on the worksheet like 2 weeks ago. Doing your work is so important. I mean, I'm not saying just, like, have no friends, be a loner, and, like, don't talk. Like, yeah, you can still have friends, be social, but please do your work. Make sure you understand the content. Tests are worth, in some teachers' cases, tests are worth more than actual work. So you need to make sure that when a test comes around, you know how to do the thing. Practice, do whatever you need to do. Just make sure that you understand. And if you don't understand, we've already talked about teachers and those other alternatives that you can turn to, such as I did. Very helpful. However, it's not all about the teachers. It's 95% of it is you. Okay, maybe not 95, but the point is, the majority is you as a student. You need to be committed to, yeah, you cannot just be scrolling on TikTok and when you have homework to do, or like, oh, I have a test tomorrow and I really don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna go play video games. No, you have to be committed to school. Otherwise, it's just all gonna be like, oh, I didn't study. Oh no, like, it's so important. It doesn't mean make like your entire life revolve around school. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying be dedicated to it. Be, you know, realize the importance of school and how doing your work and stuff can help you so much. Another tip, please do not procrastinate. I still struggle with procrastination to this day, and it's so bad. Please try to get out of the habit of procrastinating. I've been trying to get out of it. It's been working a little bit more, but just please, it's not a good habit to have. Get out of it, please. Agendas. Yes. I don't know if a lot of schools do this, but personally, our school does do this. They give us like little agendas at the beginning of the year, and they have the dates and like, oh, subjects, and you can like write in the little box. I use those sometimes and then I forget, but when I do use them, it helps me because I'm like, oh, this is due here and this is due, oh, next week. It's because sometimes, you know, you don't turn your assignment because like, oh crap, I forgot. If you just pull out your silly little agenda, it'll help you. So I think it's really important. Time management, all of that stuff. Organization, really very important. Other than that, your future is in your hands. Whatever you choose to do with it is completely up to you. I wish you the best. You are an amazing person, and you, whatever you're struggling with, you will get it. I promise you, everything is going to be okay. Thank you for tuning into Real Talk this week. I hope this advice was helpful for you and that you can achieve great things. I hope to see you next week.